on the sidelines of the hearing as broadcast on the House YouTube channel, Willie emphasized the importance of strict selection in immigration supervision to prevent Indonesian citizens from becoming victims of human trafficking. He also highlighted the use of technology such as auto gates at various airports, including Batam, Kuala Namu, Medan, and Bali, to facilitate services while strengthening supervision.
Sejauh apa database ini terkoneksi dengan?
We see how far this database is connected to the Interpol system. So if there is tension and all sort of things, we can immediately get the database. Don't let us become a transit point or destination for dangerous
things.
Indonesia attended the South Asian Tourism Expo in India due to the growing number of tourists. Ratma Siti Pratama has more details.
We believe Indian tourists are one of the fastest growing tourists, yeah, coming to Indonesia. This is why we need to be there to market our beautiful destinations, our culture, and then also to build an image, yeah, a positive image amongst Indian tourists, but also international tourists that attended the fair.
Indonesia highlighted several tourist destinations at the 2025 South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange held last Wednesday to Friday in New Delhi, India. This included the government's tourism priorities like Borobudur Temple in Central Java, Labuan Bajo in East Nusa Tenggara, and Likupang in North Sulawesi, as well as tourist spots in urban cities. According to the 2025 South Asia's Travel and Tourism Exchange website, the expo hosted over 2,000 exhibitors and is expected to attract more than 40,000 visitors from across the globe. Deputy Director of the Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, or INDEF, Eko Listianto, said that the Daya Anagata Nusantara Investment Management Agency, or BPI Danantara, has the potential to support economic development in Indonesia. In his dialogue with the Voice of Indonesia RI World Service in Jakarta on Wednesday, Eko Listianto stated that in the future, Danantara will ensure liquidity to support national economy.
Chance to make Indonesia better, especially in the economic growth with this institution, because actually the big challenge for the Indonesia to achieve 8% economic growth is about how to make sure that there is enough liquidity in to grow the economic growth.
Furthermore, Eko Listianto said that to make Danantara able to reach every target of its existence, the agency needs to be supported by a good governance. He further encouraged Indonesian government to ensure the support so that Danantara could grow as big as other sovereign wealth and become one of Indonesia's opportunity to grow the economic sector. The Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, has appointed Jordi Cruyff as technical advisor to the Indonesian national football team. For the detail, will be reported by Dora Pardede.
The Indonesian national football team needs individuals who can help build the big Indonesian football program. This was conveyed by the chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir, in a press conference in Jakarta Tuesday. Erick Thohir revealed that the national team needs a figure from the technical side who can be an important part of building coaching methodologies, reviewing coach performance, discussing with national team coaches, and also optimizing players from amateur to professional levels. Eric announced that the figure is filled by Jordi Cruyff as a technical advisor.
Pada saat ini saya baru bisa mengumumkan.
At this time, I can only announce a figure who seems to be able to upgrade from what I said earlier, namely the technical advisor for our national team, Jordi Kerr, who last served as sporting director at FC Barcelona in 2023.
Memang menjabat sebagai sporting director di FC Barcelona yang terakhir tahun 2023.
Eric Thohir further explained that some time ago there was a meeting between Jordi Cruyff and Patrick Kluivert as the national team coach. Eric Thohir said that Jordi Cruyff will arrive in Jakarta in early March 2025. Arriving in Jakarta, Jordi Cruyff will immediately meet with the executive committee of the Indonesian Football Association and the national team agency. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, that's the news from Voice Indonesia in Jakarta. And coming up next, here's commentary on Danantara and its implication for the Indonesian economy by Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Voice of Indonesia's commentary today is on Danantara and its implications for the Indonesian economy. The launch of Daya Anagata Nusantara or Danantara by President Prabowo Subianto on Monday marked a strategic step in the management of Indonesia's state wealth, with initial assets projected to reach more than $900 billion. Danantara is expected to become one of the largest state wealth funds in the world. Danantara is an acronym for Daya, which means energy or strength, Anagata, which means future, and Nusantara, which means Indonesia. So, Danantara means economic strength and investment funds, which are the energy of Indonesia's future strength. The main objective of establishing Danantara is to optimize the management of state-owned enterprises and invest the dividends obtained in strategic sectors such as renewable energy, infrastructure, and the development of artificial intelligence. This step is in line with the government's vision to increase economic growth to 8% and reduce dependence on raw material exports. Of course, Danantara is expected to have implications for the Indonesian economy. Among them, it can open up great opportunities in various sectors, especially in the field of electronic commerce or e-commerce. Indonesia, with its growing number of internet users, is a very promising market for digital businesses. According to the Indonesian Internet Service Providers Association, the number of internet users in Indonesia in 2024 reached more than 221 million based on the total population. With easier access to the international market, micro, small, and medium enterprises can expand the reach of their products. E-commerce opens up the potential for a more inclusive economy because it allows those in remote areas to sell their products globally, increase income, and create jobs. However, the launch of Danantara also sparked various responses from the public and economic observers. The main concerns revolve around the potential for political intervention in fund management and the risk of corruption. This is considering past experiences in managing similar funds in other countries. Therefore, transparency and good governance are the keys to Danantara's success. President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized his commitment to ensuring that Danantara is managed with the principles of clean and corruption-free governance. Overall, Danantara's success will depend heavily on the implementation of transparent, accountable, and politically interference-free governance. With proper oversight and commitment to the principles of good governance, Danantara has the potential to become an important instrument in driving economic growth and the welfare of the Indonesian people. Well, that was
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau takkan selamat, pasti dirimu habis.
bersama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat. Ingatlah masih ada akhirat.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and patience. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Mount Bromo in East Java, Indonesia, the only active volcano within the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park. This area offers breathtaking views and a refreshing atmosphere with its white crater and refreshing mist. The tourism area spans 800 square kilometers, offering breathtaking views. There are several activities you must try when visiting Bromo. Bromo Tengger Semeru area provides jeep rides to various spots, such as Love Hill, Widodaren, Bromo Crater, Whispering Sand Dunes, and the Savannah. By riding a jeep that can handle speed and broad paths, you can enjoy a thrilling ride while taking in stunning natural scenery. Don't worry if you can't drive a jeep, as there are operators ready to drive and guide you safely through the area. The rental price for a jeep ranges from 600,000 rupiah to 1,250,000 rupiah. The prices may change over time. The vast stretches of black sand surrounding the mountains, with the sound of whispering sand blown by the wind, will make you feel like the only visitor in Bromo Tengger Semeru, just like in the movie. That's why many people come here to capture amazing Instagrammable photos, even for pre-wedding shoots. Listener, one of the most sought-after spots in Bromo Tengger Semeru is the sunrise and sunset. Several places offer views of this moment, such as Amandara Hill, Love Hill, and Perahu Hill. From these spots, you can witness the sun rising or setting between the hills, mountains, valleys, craters, and sand plains, with the cool, refreshing temperatures revitalizing your body and mind. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Jangan kau berikan
In a very general sense, mother tongue is someone's native language or the first language of someone. It is commonly the first language that is taught by parents to their children, or a language that is used mostly in a family. In the broader sense, especially if we associate it with Indonesian linguistic perspective, the mother tongue is the regional language or local languages itself. Because in Indonesia, mother tongue in the most family is the regional language. So if we talk about the mother tongue here, we talk about the regional language. The trend is nowadays seem to be going the opposite. Yeah. More and more family use Indonesian as their native language. So your mother tongue is Indonesian, of course.
Yeah. Although apparently, ideally, I should...
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, do you want to learn Indonesian language? I believe that all of you want to learn Indonesian language. But you know how to learn it? This we have also, you know, special segment. This is on how to learn Indonesian language with our theme. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu Penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan Province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil... Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik.
Which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai, Sebagai.
Which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi.
Which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu.
Which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
Which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak.
Which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi.
Which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik.
Which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu.
Which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru.
Which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix and. For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means, children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan.
Which means, toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means, mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species prefer sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attention.
Sampai jumpa.
dan tertawa, kita tetap bersatu. Bintang bendera, sejarah hatiku yang selalu terbayang. Kekasihku sayang, di setiap mimpimu, bukan selalu berdendang. Dengarlah, dengarlah sayang, kuatkanlah dinding hati. Janji kita tak pernah terbagi, biar malam terus berganti. Yakinlah kau tetap menanggu, genggam erat hatiku ini. Kan ku ciptakan damai untukmu, biar bulan terus berlalu. Yakinlah kau tetap menanggu, yakinlah kau tetap milikku.
Dinari kenyataan. Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.boindus.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. From Indonesia to the world.
Dari Jakarta, inilah Voice of Indonesia, siaran internasional Radio Republik Indonesia. Halo, selamat malam pendengar di seluruh dunia. Selamat datang di program spesial siaran berbahasa Indonesia yang akan menemani satu jam ke depan dengan lagu-lagu keren, informasi terkini, dan tentu saja cerita-cerita menarik dari Indonesia. Saya Agus Santika, siap menghangatkan hari Anda dengan suasana yang santai namun tetap berkualitas. Mengawali kebersamaan kita, terlebih dahulu kita simak warta berita bersama rekan saya, Sumarno.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan warta berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Presiden Prabowo targetkan pembangunan Giant Seawall dari Banten hingga Gresik. DPR RI perkuat upaya pemberantasan TPPO di imigrasi. Bersama saya Sumarno, inilah warta berita selengkapnya. Presiden Republik Indonesia Prabowo Subianto menyampaikan target pembangunan Giant Seawall yang harus terbentang mulai dari Provinsi Banten hingga Gresik, Jawa Timur. Hal ini disampaikan Presiden Prabowo Subianto saat menghadiri penutupan Kongres ke-6 Partai Demokrat di Jakarta Selasa 25 Februari 2025. Presiden Prabowo menyatakan, pembangunan Giant Seawall sangat krusial dalam menyelamatkan pesisir pantai utara Pulau Jawa Indonesia.
Dan salah satu nanti infrastruktur yang paling penting adalah Giant Seawall. Giant Seawall yang akan menyelamatkan pantai utara Jawa. Giant Seawall harus dari Banten sampai ke Gresik. Sekian ratus kilometer harus kita bangun.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto optimistis proyek ini dapat segera berjalan, meskipun belum dapat memastikan berapa lama waktu yang dibutuhkan untuk penyelesaiannya. Kepala Negara menegaskan, anggaran pembangunan telah tersedia dan pemerintah siap merealisasikan proyek tersebut. Berita selanjutnya. Wakil Direktur Institute for Development of Economics and Finance atau INDEF, Eko Listianto mengatakan, Badan Pengelola Investasi Daya Anaganta Nusantara, BPI Danantara, berpotensi mendukung pertumbuhan ekonomi Indonesia. Dalam dialognya dengan Voice of Indonesia RRI World Service di Jakarta Rabu, Eko Listianto menyatakan, kedepannya Danantara akan memastikan likuiditas untuk mendukung perekonomian nasional.
I think we have a chance to make a
Saya kira kita punya peluang untuk menjadikan Indonesia lebih baik, khususnya dalam pertumbuhan ekonomi dengan lembaga ini. Karena sebenarnya tantangan besar Indonesia untuk mencapai pertumbuhan ekonomi 8%, maksud kami 8% adalah bagaimana memastikan likuiditas yang cukup untuk menumbuhkan ekonomi. Lebih lanjut, Eko Listianto menyampaikan, agar Danantara mampu mencapai setiap target keberadaannya, maka badan ini perlu didukung oleh tata kelola yang baik. Ia mendorong pemerintah Indonesia untuk memastikan dukungan tersebut agar Danantara dapat tumbuh besar seperti kekayaan negara lainnya dan menjadi salah satu peluang bagi Indonesia untuk menumbuhkan sektor ekonomi. Berita terakhir, Komisi 13 Dewan Perwakilan Rakyat Republik Indonesia atau DPR RI berkomitmen untuk memperkuat upaya pemberantasan tindak pidana perdagangan orang atau TPPO di Indonesia, khususnya melalui pengawasan imigrasi. Ketua Komisi 13 DPR RI, Willy Aditya, menyatakan hal ini dalam rapat dengar pendapat umum dengan Dirjen Imigrasi dan Kepala Kantor Dirjen Imigrasi Wilayah Barat, Kementerian Imigrasi dan Permasyarakatan. Di sela-sela rapat dengar pendapat tersebut, seperti ditayangkan kanal YouTube DPR RI, Willy Aditya menekankan pentingnya seleksi ketat dalam pengawasan imigrasi untuk mencegah warga negara Indonesia menjadi korban TPPO. Ia juga menyoroti penggunaan teknologi seperti AutoGate di berbagai bandara, termasuk Batam, Kuala Namu, Medan, dan Bali, untuk mempermudah layanan sekaligus memperkuat pengawasan.
Kita melihat sejauh apa database ini terkoneksi dengan sistem Interpol. Jadi kalau ada yang suspend, segala macam, kita bisa langsung mendapatkan database. Jangan kemudian kita menjadi tempat transit atau tempat tujuan dari